Foreign ownership of American land has gained a lot of buzz as of late, but Fran Miller with the Vermont Law and Graduate School Center of Agriculture and Food Studies says more attention should be given to domestic corporate ownership.
Congress, I think in a probably a nonpartisan or bipartisan way, actually, have been focusing on some of the foreign investors in farmland. But in my opinion, that really ignores the bigger issue in America, which is corporate consolidation, domestic corporations, and ways that land is being treated as a commodity, as an investment vehicle.
She says it not only takes viable ag land off the market, but also drives up the cost of land that is available for smaller farmers.
And it's decimating to rural communities. It's not a good thing. And it prevents younger farmers and farmers with less capital to purchase land. It takes people out of rural communities, sends them off in other places.
The Center for Agriculture and Food Systems partners with the National Family Farm Coalition on policy work, including the Farmland for Farmers Act. The bill would restrict corporations and multi-layered subsidiaries, pension funds, and investment funds from purchasing and leasing land and then getting USDA subsidies. Miller said there are exemptions for people who are farming the land themselves. It would not apply to corporations with 25 or fewer shareholders, partners, members, or beneficial owners who are all actively engaged in farming, as well as nonprofit corporations, farmer cooperatives, or to farmland owned by the legal entity formed by owners of an heir's property. It would also strengthen state authority to regulate corporations, both domestic and foreign, involved in farmland ownership. Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.